why you live. Why you live. If I ask any one of you, why you live? Why? Can anybody answer me? Can anyone answer me? Why you live? Why you live? To serve God good? Why you live? To be thankful, good. Why you live? To serve others, good. Why you live? Be helpful to others. Why you live? To serve others. You have very good reason why you live. It is so important to know why you live. But all of you have good answers. Although you have a good answer, you still need another answer. Why you live on earth? Because God allow us to live on earth just a temporary life, and then we'll go up to heaven. If you have the thought that you are not from this earth, you belong to heaven, you belong to God, you are the children of God, you are the daughters of God, then your attitude will be changed. Your attitude will be affected by the way you know why you live. If you live for eternal life, you will keep your purity. You will be careful, so careful about your purity, because you know you can't stand in the holy place unless you have a pure heart. So if you belong to heaven, if you belong to eternal life, you will keep your purity, because you know you are not belonging to that world. But when you die, you will go over there. To go to over there, you have to have a pure heart. So let us summarize these five P's. The first P is be careful what you see. Second thing, be careful where you go. Be careful what you want. Be careful what you think about. Be careful why you live. Okay. The first thing is the first P, yeah? What you see. Second one, where you go. The third one, be careful. You. What you want. What you want, eh? The first thing, be careful. What you want is the third one. Be careful what you think about. What you think about. And be careful what? Why you live. Let us say it again. Be careful what you see. Eh? Be careful what you see. Be careful what you, where you go. Be careful what you want. Be careful what you think. Be careful why you live. If you are careful for all these things, you will keep your purity. We wonder why all these martyrs have this kind of purity life. Because they were so careful what they see. They are so careful where they go. They are so careful what they want. They are so careful what they think about. They are so careful why they live. So if you ask any martyr, they will say, I'm careful because I love to live a love life of purity, because I wanted to stand in the holy place. And Prophet David said, No one will stand in the holy place unless he has clean hands and pure heart. If you wanted to go to kingdom heaven, if you wanted to live with God, God is pure. So you have to be pure. God is clean. You have to be clean. Do you have any questions? I finish. Do you have any questions? Okay. Okay, humbleness is so different between humbleness and pride. Sometimes we do things, if we do it with pride, the pride will cause us to lose lots of things. God hates a pride person. If you have a pride, that means God will hate you. You are against God. But if you are humble, that means you are so near to God because God is humble. If you were attending the liturgy, we were talking about Saint John. Saint John, Saint John the Baptist. Saint John the Baptist, he was so humble. He was so humble. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, he is great. He is great person. Why St. John is great person? Because he was so humble. He said, I am not deserved to just bow down in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'm working just to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is so important to be humble. If you wanted to have a lovely life, if you want to have a heavenly life, if you want to have a spiritual life, you have to be humble. And our Lord Jesus Christ asked us, learn from me how to be humble. It is so important to be humble. Do you have any other questions? Okay. اللي برنامج بعد كده